nothing on you. So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.
Good evening, parents and guardians. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build stronger family relationships and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our individual sponsors, Ms. Maxine Jordan, also our corporate sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. He is the founding CEO, TV personality, and recording artist for Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Save movement, and he's also the host of the syndicated Nightly Spirit, which is Gospel 1600 for those of us here in St. Louis, Missouri area, from 6 to about 10 each night. So tune in to listen to him, and also visit his website to learn more about what Mr. Moore Jr. is doing with young people today, www.williemoorejr.org. Also, if you would like to promote a product or service for parents and families or become a program sponsor, please contact me, Carletta, at educationforallinc.com. And for resources, programs, scholarships, and our Involved Parent magazine, please visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com. We do have a number of events that are coming up, and there are some announcements I want to share with you briefly before we have our guest on today. The Involved Parent Magazine, Volume 4, Number 2, is now on the website. Thanks to our board member and this overall wonderful web designer, Ms. Sylvia Petty, we really appreciate all the hard work she does and puts into helping to make sure that our website is up and running and that it looks great. And so I really want you to visit our website, www.education4allinc.com. to see the latest version of our Involved Parent magazine. Also, we have a new logo for the magazine and our website, thanks to our designer, Ms. Elaine Young of Hopscotch Design. She's been working with us since we first started back in 2002, and I really appreciate all the work she does. So we do have a new logo, pretty much the same. We just dropped off homeschool, work, and community. And we also darkened up our star, made it one solid color, and that it's a little orange, but that's because we're a lot unique. So check out our website and look. If you missed the previous version or issue of our Involved Parent magazine, that's archived along with other articles. And also we have in the magazines, we are listing our parent meetups. So I definitely want you to look through the latest magazine and also visit our website. Last week I mentioned that the website has been changed and updated to solely a parent focus. And so on our website, we have a page just for our parent meetups. And if you click on meetups, you will find out information about our meetups. Our present meetup is coming up this month on Saturday, November 14th from 3 to 5 p.m., CIC at CET Building, which is on 20 South Sarah here in St. Louis, Missouri. It's at the corner of Forest Park and Sarah, which is right across from IKEA. We are focusing on who should be in your child's village. We always talk about it takes a village to raise a child, and one of our presidential candidates mentioned that some time ago, and people are kind of running with it, although it's not a new phrase. It is based on an African proverb, but it really does take a village. But we want to talk about who is the right person in your village. So some of the information will also come from the tools that I put in my book, A Mother's Reflection, Protecting Your Child from Harmful Influences, Handbook and Journal. This is the first edition. We did do a second edition, which has a little bit, few updates, not many, so there's not a big difference between the two editions. But I have some first editions on hand, so those will be available at the end of the meetup at discounted price. But to get into the parent meetup, all you need to do is just go on the website, www.education4allinc.com. Click on our meetups tab, and you will be able to register, as well as go to our calendar and events page. We have a January parent meetup as well, and that one is entitled Stressless Lifestyle. We will focus on a program that I received national training through from Stress to Best program. So we'll do a few techniques related to that. And we also, at this point, we are still confirming, but more than likely she will be able to make it. We have a masseuse who will do a massage for those who are moms in attendance. And also she will do some relaxation exercises, but we'll have more information about that on the website. So we want you to visit those, the website, to learn more about the meetups and to register about those. And the meetups will be a fun time. You know, we're adults. We want to get together, have a fun family-friendly time on November 14th. That's just for parents only. And then on the January 9th, that one, if you have middle school and high school children, you can get a ticket for them for as little as $5 for them to attend with you. And for our radio show tonight, we do have a nice guest. I met her a few months ago, and I really was interested in what she's doing with young ladies in particular. We have a lot of programs for our young men that are coming about as a result of several national events that are happening, particularly between law enforcement and our African-American men, as well as this black-on-black crime. So a lot of people are focusing on the males, but our young women need assistance and just children in general. So this young lady, Ms. Gregory, she is a certified hypnotist, and she specializes in children and young ladies. And she has an event coming up. We're going to talk about that as well. And I encourage you, if you have questions, please press 1 at any time. Sometimes we're not sure what people do when they say hypnotist or hypnotherapy. You know, there are all these questions. Well, what does it involve and so forth? So I'm going to let Chastity come on to the radio program so she can give us a brief overview of what she does, you know, how she got started. And we can also talk more about her work that she's doing and how you can help to restructure your mind. Hi, Ms. Gregory. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Carletta. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I am doing great. I wanted to come and talk a little bit about our program and, as you stated, the work that we do with young ladies aged 12 to 23. Just to clear up a couple things before I get started, I want to actually define what hypnosis is. I get that question a lot. You know, it's a lot of confusion about it and, you know, what it is that we do. So I want everyone, first of all, to know that hypnosis is a natural state. Everyone enters into hypnosis every day of their life. I like to compare it to the state that you're in when you're, like, reading a really good book or if you're, like, really indulged in a great movie. It's that space mm-hmm. that you're in, that comfort that you're in. That, to me, is the best way to describe the state of hypnosis. To further explain hypnosis, think about your mind. Your mind has two parts. You have the conscious mind, which is where your thoughts are, and then you mm-hmm. have the subconscious mind, which is where you function from. I like to describe the subconscious mind as like a big filing cabinet. The subconscious mm-hmm. mind is it keeps a record of everything that you've ever experienced in life, all of your emotions, all of your habits, your behaviors, your response, memories. Everything is stored in a subconscious mind. So when you're in hypnosis, what we're doing is we're getting into that subconscious part of the mind. We're opening up that file cabinet, and it makes it so that we are able to put in new files of how you want to function. So if you want to become a non-smoker, if you want to gain confidence, if you want to change your eating habits, if you want more self-esteem, we're able to access that part of the mind to enter into those new files where the mind no longer has to go with your old way of life. Now it has new insight of how you want to function every day in life. So with our, we have a program now, and as I stated, it's called Free to Be Me, and it's for young ladies aged 12 to 23. The program,
before you go on, now, how did you get that young of age? Because I'm glad you said that. You know, when we say young ladies, we think sometimes of young adults, although from time to time we may call the adolescents and teens young ladies. How did you pick this particular group?
Well, the age 12 actually starts because that's right at that preteen age. That's right at the age where they're starting to see the world in a different light. That's right at that age where they're starting to look at themselves and kind of having doubts about certain things. Now, we went all the way up to the age of 23 because that's normally at the age of 18, it's like a drop-off point. It's like people expect for, okay, once you're 18, then, oh, you have the key to life. Like, you can just go on. And it's like, you know, I have so many that's young women that's like, okay, I'm 19, but now what? You know, it's like the society just thinks like they're grown. They know what to do from here on out, and it's not true. So I went up to the age of 23 because I feel like that's right at about the age where they are not yet knowing exactly, but it's the age where they can say, okay, I'm confident enough to take the next step to live my life the way that I want to live it instead of what others have put, you know, in my past. So that's really how we came up with the 12 to 23, from the beginning point to the end point.
And I like that because most of my work in education has been with middle and high school, and then also recently with college students who are on the tail end of their undergraduate in terms of doing their student teaching internship. So that's important. I like that because you can get them age of whether they're in college or they're in the workforce or even military.
So that's really good
because that point, sometimes there isn't anything really for them at that transition stage.
And that's really, you know, that's really what we've learned. We've honestly, with all of the research that we've done, we've learned that most programs, and there are a lot of programs for young ladies, but most of them, they normally stop at the age of 18. And the young ladies that still, as you said, transitioning, they're like, okay, what about me? Like, what am I supposed to do? You know, they may have a little sister, and it's like, okay, she's a part of this awesome program, but I can't be a part of it because I'm 19 or because I'm 20, and it's something, you know, that they still want to become a part of, want to learn new things, you know, but their age sort of sometimes shuts them out. And we didn't want that. We wanted the age to be young enough to where you will understand, yet old enough where you can say, okay, I want to be included in this too. This is going to be beneficial to my life as well.
And a program to where for the young lady, she doesn't have to be a single mom. Because I think that's what I found, particularly because I was a single mom at the age group at had my daughter when I was 20, well, about a month shy of being 20. And so there are a lot of programs, you know, quite a few if you're single and single parent and you're going to school and you're in that age group, but not so much if you're not. So, you know, we have to think about the girls, you know, on all spectrums, whether you unfortunately have had a child at, you know, at that time as a single parent, or if you don't have any kids, you don't have any dependents, but you still need that assistance.
You still have
that's
a home.
Really nice.
Right, right. And I mean, I love my girls, you know, and that was really the main reason why we wanted to go up to the age of 23. I mean, I've had a lot of people that's just like, you know, why so old? And it's just like, you know, because they are willing to learn as well. You know, mm-hmm. they sometimes feel like I said, they were just drop off or just lift, and
right.
It's like, okay, I'm only 19, I'm only 20. it's like what about me? So I mean, and our program, it was really created for those young ladies to see themselves mm-hmm. in a different light. They don't have to, you know, go by the statistics to say, okay, yes, I'm just a single mom, my life is over, you know, I have
right.
nothing else to do from here on out. The program was created for them to see themselves as what we see, you know, to say, okay,
mm-hmm.
your life is not over. Let's push forward. Let's give you the confidence, the self-esteem that you need to move on in life and go after your dreams. This was just a step back. You can move forward. You don't have to stay
right.
in this one particular area. One thing that I really love is that with all of the research that we've done, so many statistics has come up. For instance, the
mm-hmm.
statistics to say that over 70% of young ladies aged 15 to 17 would literally avoid daily activity if they don't like the way that they look that day. So they'll avoid going to school if they don't like how they look. They'll avoid
mm-hmm.
going to sports practices. They'll avoid family and friends, all because of the way that they look. And, I mean, I know personally, you know, from in today's society, our young ladies, they're influenced by what they see. It's
right.
more than the television and the magazines nowadays. You have social
mm-hmm.
media. You have the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. You have all of that. And they see these celebrities, these gurus, these
mm-hmm.
stars. They see what they have. They see what they look like. And they want it. They really
right.
want it. And so my research that a young lady's self-esteem is mainly on how she view herself. And
mm-hmm.
that's what our program is about. It's about changing those views that she have for herself. We had a statistic to say 75% of young ladies with low self-esteem engage in negative activities. And when I say negative activities, I mean like bullying, smoking,
mm-hmm.
drinking. You know, and
yeah.
then on top of that, they're four times more likely to partake in an activity with a little boy that they'll regret later on in life.
Right.
We want to stop that. We really want to stop that. And I'm going to ask the parents a question. You know,
mm-hmm.
did you guys know that 7 out of 10% of girls that they feel like they're not good enough? Like they don't measure up in some type of way, whether that's in their performance in school, whether their
mm-hmm.
look, their relationship with their family or their friends. Like they feel unworthy. They feel unloved.
Wow.
They feel unwanted. And
mm-hmm.
I was really shocked by that statistic. I was like, that's something that my program, we target those problem
mm-hmm.
areas. The feeling of I'm not loved, the feeling of I'm not wanted, the feeling of low self-esteem. We target those areas, and we restructure those views with hypnosis. We go into that file cabinet. Go ahead.
Now, you've got a pro and event coming up. Can you go into your event? I know, and I'm so sorry. I know 30 minutes goes by fast. But can you go into your event and then also
yes.
give your contact information? And while Ms. Gregory's doing that, those who are on the line, feel free to press 1 at any time. The show is escaping us. So if you have a question or a comment, I definitely want you to call, press 1 for our guests. And those who are listening online, feel free to dial 646-595-4481. And then press 1 so I can bring you into the conversation as well. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
I see we have a caller, but I want you to give your talk about the upcoming event that you have, and then
okay.
also give your contact information.
Okay, perfect. So our event is the Free to Be Me, and as I stated, it's for young ladies aged 12 to 23. Our next mm-hmm. program start date will be January the 11th, 2016. We just had one on October the 27th, and our very first one was September the 21st. So the third program start date is January the 11th, 2016, and you can contact me via email or telephone number. My telephone number is area code 314-714-4572. Or you can email Chazity G, and I'll spell it out. It's S-H-A-Z, as in zebra, I-D-Y-G, at metrohypnos.com. So if you have any questions about our program or anything that we do, give me a call, shoot me an email. I'll respond back very promptly.
Okay. And can you tell us real quick, what can the young ladies, can the ladies expect when they go to the program, and then what's the age group?
Okay, the age group is age 12 to 23. Depending on the girls, we'll normally have two different classes. It's every Monday. It's an 8-week program, and it's every Monday they have homework assignments that they take home. They have a journal that they take home that they have to bring back every week. We go over it. Within the program, you have four individual sessions, which means it's four one-on-one sessions with me and the young lady, and then you have four group sessions. Everyone will be included in the group sessions, and we'll talk about things. But we really focus on self-worth, self-love, gaining confidence, and building self-esteem. Those are the four main industries that we work on. We also promote affirmations. We teach them how to deal with conflicts and the regular abuse of life. We also teach them how to communicate with their parents. That's a plus for the parents. You know, we want the young ladies to be able to come to you and tell you what's going on with them. We have a lot of young ladies that's like, Mom doesn't understand. Mom understands more than you think. Mom understands a whole lot more than you think. So we really promote that top of the line conversation, communication between the child and the parents. And also with the parents, if you feel like you want a little bit of help communicating with your teen, we have a program for you as well where you can just come in. It'll be on a totally different day of the teens, but it's just a 3-week program. You can come in and we'll give you different techniques and everything on how to communicate with your teen.
Oh, wow. Well, give your information one more time before we go to the caller.
Yes, most definitely. My name is Chazity Gregory. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and you can contact me at 314-714-4572, or you can send me an email at Chazity G, and I'll spell it out. It's S-H-A-Z-I-D-Y-G at metrohypno.com.
Okay, and let's go to this caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have a question or a comment for our guest?
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just have a comment. Just wanted to say that I think that this is a wonderful show topic, and I really wish that there was something like this, or I had known about something like this when I was 23. For anyone who has said, you know, why go so old? I think personally that you have definitely made the right decision to extending it to that 23 age, because I'm just thinking about how I was a year ago at that age, and, you know, still trying to overcome things with myself and as far as like self-esteem. And I really at that point started to communicate better with my parents, but that wasn't really with the help of anyone else, just kind of life bringing me there,
right.
So I would have really loved to have your program. So I just wanted to say that is such, you know, I think you're doing a great thing by having this, and continue to keep it at that 23 age, because we still need it at that age too.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very
much.
And that kind of thing is really what touches my heart, you know, to say, for someone to say, you know, I was once that age, so I understand. You know what I mean? That's right. Really, it was, and I always, I tell my parents, imagine if you were their age. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If someone told you, I can help you, I can help
mm-hmm.
you. You, it's not too late. Let me help you. Would you like the help? If someone was to tell you, let me show you your future. Like, let me show
mm-hmm.
you what's going to happen if you take this road or you take this road. Would you want to see it? Would you then make better decisions, or, you know, would you stay on the same path that you're staying on? So for my parents,
right.
you know, it's something in it for you, and it's something in it for your children. So it's an awesome program. And for anyone that's out there that's over the age of 23, we can help
mm-hmm.
with you too. Give me a call. Shoot me an email. Tell me what's going on, what it is that you want to change, and I can help you as well. We can do a one-on-one session with just me and you. You don't have to be a part of the program. It'll just be me and you, and we'll fix it. We'll get it together.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, well, we got one more caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have a question or comments for Chazity?
Oh, yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How are you?
Oh, doing fine. Yeah, I just want to come in. That sounds like an excellent program, because a lot of times kids think, you know, the world revolves around them, and they're the only ones going through these problems.
Yes.
And the way
yes.
you have the program, it's a great way of bonding, too, to show that, you know, other people are going through the same situation that you're going through.
Yes, yes.
It's a,
mm-hmm.
it's a great, great way of bonding. And I was going to say, as far as a parent, it is. It's like the problems are no different from when we were, you know, their age.
I just
tell them it's the same song, different band.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
Play the same song every year. There's a new band, so
yes, that's
with
the only difference.
I would say good luck with the program.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, caller. We appreciate it. Yeah, I enjoyed the comments that our callers had today. They said some things that I was going to say. And callers, that's why we love to have you all press 1, because I want the comments and the questions to come from you. So thank you for those who were able to call in today. And this is just an outstanding program that you all have going on. And as you said, it's not just this one program that's starting up again in January, but you also have other opportunities to help individuals of any age who need assistance. But before
yes,
we go
do.
And close out, Chastity, is there anything that you really feel like you didn't get to cover or get to say or highlight before we close out?
I don't. I just really want to put emphasis on the parents, to let them know that we are here to help. We're not here to voodoo your child and completely change them. We're here to help. Your comments and your questions and your concerns is that of our own. So if you have a child that you just don't know what to do with them, contact me. Let me know what's going on, and we can help you. That's really the main thing. If you don't feel like the program is something for you, contact me and we can get you into something else. I'm sure we can figure out something, but we're here to help. And that's really the main thing. Just call me if you have any type of anything that you want to talk about, anything that you want, that you feel like you want to change, either with you or your child, we can help.
And, you know, that's what I love about you. When I met you, I could tell you had a heart and a passion for what you're doing. And people can tell that, you know, when a person is just in it, just to be in it, something to do. So I really felt your heart and passion. And the fact that you are telling parents, call anyway, you know, so whatever misconceptions people may have, whatever questions they may have, if they need assistance outside of the program that you highlighted today, you are still available. And if they feel like your
yes.
program isn't the one for them, you're able to work with them and see what else is out there, because that's just the type
yes.
of person you are. So that is such a
yes.
blessing. And before we go, give your information one more time for our listeners?
Sure. And that's, my name is Chazity Gregory, and my telephone number, it could be reached at 314-714-4572, or you can shoot me an email, and that's Chazity G, and it's spelled Chazidyg at metrohypno.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Chazity, for being on the show today. I really appreciate you and what you're doing, and I'm also grateful that I met you at the School Business Partnership meeting a few months ago.
Yes.
And thank you for being on the show. It was an honor having you today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Well, we thank everyone who tuned in today. Remember, you can always listen if you want to hear again. Definitely if you need contact information, that's on our website. It's on our Blog Talk information page, and it's in the replay. So go ahead, listen to the show again, and tell other young ladies and parents about this particular program and the services that they can get through Chazity Gregory's program. And that she has a program coming up in January that starts as an 8-week program, excellent for young ladies. And what I love about it, too, is that it's in a group setting. So there's individual and group, and then there's a short session, 3 weeks, she mentioned, for parents on a date other than when their children are there. So something for the entire family. Again, remember, we're here to help build stronger family relationships, and this definitely is a program that fits under that umbrella. So we also, again, want to remind you that our newest edition of the Involved Parent Magazine is on our website. There are a lot of great articles. Some of you heard Billy last week, and her article is on the website, so definitely check out her article and many others who are listed. And be sure to register for our upcoming parent meetup, Who's in Your Child's Village. That will take place again on Saturday, November 14th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the CIC at CET building right across from IKEA. Refreshments will be served. It's casual attire, so wear your jeans, be comfortable. And then also we're going to have some fun as parents because we're just not old fuddy-duddies just because we had kids. So feel free to come out. It's for parents who have children of all ages. We can all learn more about who should be in our child's village and who not should be in there. And then just what we can look for in terms of parents and gaining support from each other. And, again, visit the website to see our updated logo, and then any other programs that we may have going on. And special thanks again to Elaine Young of Hopscotch Designs for the updated logo. And also special thanks to our web designer and board member, Ms. Sylvia Petty, for just helping to keep the website up and going and giving me all that great digital advice that I need to help with Education for All. So we thank you again, and I pray favor and blessings upon parents and guardians everywhere as you prepare your children for academic success in the upcoming week. Next week we will not have a show. That will be the second Sunday, so we ask that you join us on November 15th. Our Involved Parent Writer magazine, our Involved Parent magazine writer, Tierra Gerdine, will be on to discuss what you can do with your college students in terms of helping them to be successful, and she'll have some other nice tips for us. So join us back again on November 15th and enjoy next week off, but feel free to listen to previous episodes, catch up on any of those 75-plus shows that we have archived in our website. So thank you very much, and we will see you back in 2 weeks.
Never really mattered so much to me.
Never really mattered to me.
It's nothing like a woman who serves the
king.
Ladies, they can all say what they want, but they got nothing on you.